In this blog, we have mentioned all the rates or percentages of employee and employer contribution to Provident Fund and employee state insurance. The end of college life begins in real life. College or university placement and walk-in interviews get us a job in the organized sector with different salary packages which begin our career. Salary breakup and deductions or cuttings. Here everyone doesn't understand their salary breakup and all the cuttings from the monthly salary. Well, salary is all based on basic pay, dearness allowance, house rent allowance and other allowances. So, the cutting includes PF, ESI, TDS, and professional tax. We have already discussed on TDS, so now let's discuss on PF and ESI. Can link once TDS blog is published. PF. The abbreviation of PF is Provident Fund, which is commonly called, but it is actually EPF, Employees Provident Fund, which is handled by the Employees Provident Fund organization. The EPFA is under the administrative control of Ministry of Labor and Employment, Government of India. So, PF is a scheme by the government to secure life after retirement. It promotes to save money every month of your whole working career. This money will be given when a person retires, in lump sum and monthly. PF rates for the employee and the employer. In this scheme, not only the employee but the employer also contributes. Yes, the employee contributes 12% and employer contribution is also 12% of basic pay plus D.A. The employee can contribute only 10% if the number of employees in the company is less than 20. The employer's contribution is divided into two PFs, Employee Provident Fund and Family Provident Fund. 8.33% will be contributed to EPF and the rest 3.67% to FPF. A 12-digital number will be allotted to the employee by EPFO, which is called Universal Account Number. Even if the employee changes his/her job, which will lead to the change in employer, but this one is for the lifetime. No multiple accounts are opened, but multiple IDs will be allotted to the employee by different companies. ESI. Escape abbreviation is Employees State Insurance. This is similar to regular health insurance. The ESI scheme is handled by Employees State Insurance Corporation and its administrative ministry is again the Ministry of Labor and Employment, Government of India. Eligibility. ESI is specifically for employees earning under 21,000 rupees per month. They are only eligible for this scheme and employees earning exceeding the limit cannot have this benefit. Peer rates for the employee and employer. Similar to PF, in ESI also both employee and employer will contribute, but the rates are very different. The employee will contribute only 0.75%, whereas the employer's contribution is 3.35%, making a total of 4% of gross salary. Consult us for more information on PF and ESI or book an appointment for any financial assistance.